Blog Talk Radio.
To a special Thursday edition of NYPA Entertainment Radio. Now, wait a minute. I know. Okay. What I'm doing on Thursday. Don't worry. Your regularly scheduled program will be happening on Sunday coming up. This is a makeup for last Sunday. For those who did listen to it live, I wasn't feeling it. I didn't like the show. So normally when I do the show, I do it live. I do a lot to record, and like, everything happens in real time. And then you get to download it later on this platform or 19 other platforms, little plug there. I didn't like it. Wasn't feeling it. I was messing up. So I trashed the show. I'm like, I don't want to do it. I didn't like it. I wasn't feeling it. So I was like, all right, I'm going to make up for a Sunday show and do it today. So a lot of things that I was going to discuss last Sunday, I'm going to discuss today, and then I got fresh topics and a brand new playlist this coming Sunday. Today will be the last day of the Jay-Z Spotlight Music Playlist. This is it. We're done. Kaput. One of them is over. So that's it. It's a wrap. And I just wanted to make it up to you guys. I don't like putting out a bad product, so to speak. I take it seriously when I do. I like entertain you guys, and you guys expect a good quality show. And I didn't like what I wasn't feeling it doing it. And then I kind of a lot of technical difficulties on my part, a lot of user errors. So I know I wasn't on my A game. So that's why I kind of just like, all right, let me just trash the show, and I'll make it up on Thursday. You know, because I know there's a lot of you out there who look forward to the show, and I do apologize about the delayed show. But here I am, loyal. Unlike some people who may pop up for a little bit and disappear without any explanations. Nah, that's not me. I'm the guy. I'm loyal to you guys. I love you guys. And I look forward to every week talking to you and so forth and getting your feedbacks, either sometimes direct text, sometimes message, sometimes on social media, whatever the case may be. I really do appreciate it. Before I start, I do want to give an update, though. Originally, I was in the process of doing, like, little bonus episodes of NYPN Team Radio on Riverside, where you can see the video. I didn't like it. I didn't like the vibe of it. I didn't like the look of it. So I just kind of just scratched that whole idea. So I'm revamping it a little bit and maybe hopefully tweak it and remake it for some time in the new year. But I didn't like it. That's why it was such a delay. Nothing was really lined up the way I wanted it to be lined up. And I just didn't like how everything came off on camera. And I didn't like the premise was dry. It was kind of boring. And I'm being really honest with you. I wasn't feeling it. And the whole gist of the bonus episode was just to kind of have like pop-up episodes that go 30, 45 minutes. Special guest or whatever is NYPA without the music topics and may have interview someone or whatever. Didn't like it. Like I said, some things I got to work on, and I can't put this product out. I'm not going to rush to get it out there just to get out there. You know what I'm saying? So I wanted to make it good so you guys have a quality show like I do every week, and just try to make sure you entertain for the 2 hours I asked to borrow from your busy lives. Just give me 2 hours, please. While you give me your attention, I want to be able to at least make it worth your while. So I'm revamping it for the bonus episodes, hopefully sometime in 23. And again, this is a redo, so to speak, from this past Sunday, and we're going to get right to it. So everything happened in real time, real fast, and, of course, the whole, you know, by now, by Kanye West and so forth. I'm going to give you my take on everything, and we'll go from there, because everything's happening. Sometimes within the same day, everything changes. A lot of stuff, always something new coming up with this guy. So, of course, by now, you already heard that Kanye West has lost $2 billion after anti-Semitic remarks. He returned to Instagram last week for the first time since he made anti-Semitic posts that ignited a wave of backlash. The posts were made hours after the rapper formerly known as Kanye West was escorted out of the Skechers headquarters, which is funny, amid several businesses severing their ties with artists. In his first post, Ye made a joking repost of a fake article titled, Ye was reportedly cut ties with Kanye West. The second post was directed at Ari Emanuel, the CEO of entertainment and media agency Endeavor. The CEO has penned an op-ed in the Financial Times following Ye's anti-Semitic remarks, saying those who continue to do business with West are giving his misguided hate an audience. Ye had tweeted, I'm going DEFCON 3 on Jewish people after posting a text exchange with Sean Diddy Combs on Instagram suggesting that Combs didn't support Ye's recent actions because he was being controlled by Jewish people. Both posts, of course, have been deleted. Quote, there should be no tolerance for anywhere for West anti-sentiment. According to Deadline, this is a moment in history where the stakes are high and being open about our values and living them in this essential. Silence and inaction are not an option. So Ye goes on and says, I lost $2 billion in one day and I'm still alive. Ye wrote, this is love speech. I still love you. God still loves you. The money is not who I am. The people is who I am. Interesting. Because I tell you what, I lost $2 billion. Listen, I'm angry for a month straight if I lose $2. So imagine if I lost $2 billion. So he could play it cool all he wants. He could be like, hey, it ain't no bother for me, no sweat. Wipe my brow off. I'm cool. Nah, bro, you lost $2 billion. That's a lot. You know, the losses move Ye off the Forbes billionaire list. And his net worth has dropped to about $400 million. So that's a huge drop off. I mean, $400 million is not too, you know, not too shabby. You know what I mean? Like that's cool. But you go from $1 billion to $400 million. Yeah, like you got money, but still, like a billionaire is better than a millionaire any day, and a millionaire better than a thousandaire, and a thousandaire better than a hundredaire, and a hundredaire better than a broke person. So the more money, in my opinion, is better than the lesser two. You know what I'm saying? Burt Reynolds used to say, allegedly, you know, I've been broke and depressed and rich and depressed. Being rich and depressed is much better. So at the end of the day, yeah, $2 billion on the chin. That's not good at all. But what's interesting, he doesn't stop there. He just doesn't stop. So Ye compares the blowback from his constant stream of hate speech to the murders of George Floyd and Emmett Till while doubling down on his anti-Semitic tropes. 45-year-old rapper who goes by Ye told LA Paparazzi last Friday that his recent loss of a sneaker contract was comparable to the death of Floyd, who was officiated. Is that right? Oh, I did. When former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin placed a knee on his neck for nearly 10 minutes, West had previously said Floyd wasn't murdered and died of an overdose. While Floyd did have fentanyl in the system, Chauvin was convicted of murder and footage of the atrocities sparked nationwide civil rights protests and riots in 2020. Quote, so when I said that I questioned, this is him talking, George Floyd, it hurt my people, it hurt the black people. So I want to apologize for hurting them because right now God has shown me by what Adidas is doing, by what the media is doing, I know how it feels to have a knee on my neck now. Mm-hmm. The All Falls Down artist and fashion designer lost deals with Adidas, Gap, and Balenciaga after a series of anti-Semitic comments, including vow to go DEFCON 3 on Jews. Former presidential candidate who once said that slavery was, quote, a choice and purportedly has a long history of admiring Nazi leader Adolf Hitler lost about $1.5 billion in a canceled Adidas deal, reportedly, again, plumbing him to about to $400 million. Thank you, God, for humbling me and letting me know how it really felt, because how could the richest black man ever be humble over than to be – let me start again. Thank you, God, for humbling me and letting me know how it really felt, because how could the richest black man ever be humble other than to be made – not to be a billionaire in front of everyone off of one comment, he said. But to continue to defend the DEFCON 3 comment, his apparent financial plight to the murder of the man he had previously slandered. Short time later, this is very interesting, everybody. West lashed out at Roxy Washington, the mother of Floyd's daughter, after she moved to file a $250 million defamation lawsuit against the rapper of mischaracterizing the 46-year-old's brutal death. Quote, you're being greedy, he wrote on Instagram before deleting the post. Meanwhile, the rapper invoked another gruesome murder of a black man as he posted a photo of him of lynching victim Emmett Till on Instagram last Sunday, attached to a rant against Hollywood agent Ari Emanuel, who had pinned, as I mentioned before, an editorial urging businesses to cut ties with West. As you may know or don't know, Till was murdered by racist vigilantes in Mississippi in 1955 after the 14-year-old boy visiting from Chicago allegedly flirted with a white woman. By the way, Till is out in the movie theaters. Go check it out. West blamed Emanuel and other quote business people for displacing students at the Shutter Donda Academy, as well as economic lynching and bankrupting my social credit score. He ended the missive with a plea to Emanuel's brother, former Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel, in which he sarcastically called him Massa, using a phonetic spelling of the term American slaves used to address their owners. Quote, hurt me, but please, Massa, don't hurt the Sharon, Massa, the statement concluded. You know, sometimes, and I said this to someone earlier, and I say it all the time, sometimes when you talk too much, you say too much. And he just cannot get out of his own way when it comes down to it. That lawsuit from the Floyd's family is right. He deserved that because he went back and apologized and said, oh, I shouldn't have said it. You know what was wrong when you said it. You know that's not the truth. But they got every right to come for your pockets. Because you're shitting on this man's life. We all know how he passed away. No one, it was no offense on you made that up in a rant. It doesn't make any sense. So you deserve what you got coming to you. No one did this. You open your mouth and there you go. And at the end of the day, I don't really have any sympathy because it's like, why? Like, why? Like, what are you doing? And I said this on the show last week and the week before that, and I'm saying it now and so forth. All the hard work and sacrifice you made is now gone. It's in the toilet, flushed, in the plumbing, boom, ceased to exist. And was it worth it? Did you get what you want out of it? What were you seeking in all this? Did your message get out the way it wanted to get out? Or did it blow back in your face? What was it? Because now your $400 million is dwindling because you got lawsuits left and right from a lot of people. And it's affecting everyone. The Donda basketball team can't participate in a basketball tournament because of what you said. So these kids get a chance to miss an opportunity to play basketball, you know, a tournament and showcase their skills and possibly maybe get a scholarship to college or just to have fun and play ball. But because you want to run your mouth, you ruined it. and no one wants to be associated with you, your school, or anything. And it's a domino effect, and these kids got to feel the brunt of it. People who probably have done or tied in with businesses with you that no one knows about publicly got to sever ties with you because your name come up, but they see your name on a contract or whatever. They're like, I'm not dealing with this clown. This guy's full of hate and evil and shit like that. So I hope it was worth it. I hope you got your message across and whatever. But it's just one of the things, like, it's just a self, you know, just self-inflicted pain, so to speak, or self-inflicted harm. I don't know. Self-deconstruction. Who knows? The deconstruction of Kanye West. Who the fuck knows? What I do know is that it's just, I just shake my head like, damn, dude, what are you just tearing yourself down more and more. So, whatever. All right, so what I'm going to do now, play some music, because remember, like I said, this is the final day of the spotlight being on Brooklyn legend Jay-Z. And next week, like I said, in a couple of days, if you listen to this live, on Sunday coming up, brand new music playlist, which is our standard playlist, different genres, and the list is coming together. I'm telling you, I like it. It's pretty good. I'm telling you, shout out to Larry David for that one. Love it. I think you guys will love the music playlist. And then, of course, in December, I usually end the year with the holiday music, so all that good stuff. But for right now, I'm down to play some Jay-Z. And when I come back, I got a lot more things to get into. So stick around. NYPA Entertainment Radio.
Look at nothing, nigga.
That's the chronic, nigga. You're talking all that bullshit.
Yo, watch
talking
all that
bullshit. How did I do? It's a bet. 200? 200.
Can I get a bet? 200. Five or better?
What you got?
I got a seat.
Nigga, you. Woo! Brooklyn style, baby! Brooklyn style!
The city play Monopoly with real cash. Me and Biggie and the models be shaking ace to Diddy ass and Parada be something you cats got to see and the watches be all types of shapes and stones. Being broke is childish and I'm quite grown. Run up in the club with the ice on, me and Pice on. Scope the spot out, see something nice and I'm gone. You cats at home screaming the fight zone. I'm in the 1500 seats watching Tyson. Same night, same fight, but one of us cats ain't playing right. I let you tell it. People place yourselves in the shoes of two felons and tell me you want ball every chance you get. At any chance you hit, we live for the moment. Makes sense, don't it? Now make dollars. Cats pop bottles, bone chicks that favor our dollars and rack up frequent flight mileage.
Gotta let it go.
Magnums while chicken bag something. Watch platinum, got jet lag from flights back and forth, pop hawks are the best greats, make the best CDs and the best tapes. Don't forget the vinyl. Take girls, break spinals. Biggie B, Richie like Lionel. Shit, you seen the Jesus, dip the H classes, ice project off lights, chick flashes, blinding broke asses. Even got rocks in the beard, mustaches, rock top fashion. Ain't shit changed, except the number after the dot on the range. Way niggas look at me now, kinda strange. I hate y'all too, rather be in Caribbean sands with Rachel. It's unreal, out the blue, Frank White got sex appeal. Bitches used to go ill, still so still. Trying to see 5 mil off the single, for real. You ain't phasing the amazing, while your gun's raising, mine is blazing. So you wanna see me on talking sweetness, take it for weakness, leave quick. Rocka, fella, bad boy, collabo, two MCs with mad dojo.
I love you more than you know.
I love the dope.
stay full. Nigga, skip the bull, cause we mad at doors. Snatch the P89s that we pack in the drawers. And we clap the doors of your Acuras. Snap like cameras on amateurs. Make you all dance, hold a hammer to yours. Jigging big rock ice, no cracks or flaws. Everybody got a part to play, back to yours. Run up in your crib now, crack your doors. Watch the real players live, it's a habit to floss. Play the charts like the Beatles, y'all adapted and lost. And toast Chris Dale on behalf of y'all. Too bad for y'all, ain't too many as bad as yours. Truly do we, keep laughing y'all, little bastard y'all.
We hit makers with acres, roll shakers in Vegas. You can't break us, lost chips on Lakers, gas off Shaq. Country house, tennis courts and horseback. Ride and decide and crack crab or lobster. Who say monsters don't prosper? Niggas is actors, niggas deserve Oscars. Me, I'm critically acclaimed. Slug past your brain, reminisce on Dame 2. Coochie used to sing when we rock house pieces and puffy Gucci links. Now we buy homes in unfamiliar places. Tito smile every time we see our faces. Cases catch more than outfield doors. Half these rapping cats ain't seen door. Couldn't score if they had point game. They lame, speak my name, I make them dash like Dame. Love the dog.
I'm reloaded. You motherfuckers think you big time? Fucking with Jay-Z, you gonna die big time. Here come the pain.
Jigga, bigger, nigga, how you figure? Yeah, 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 yo. Peep the style and the way the cap sweater. The number one question is, can the feds get him? I got vendettas and dice games against ass betters and niggas who pump wheels and drive jetters. Take that with ya.
Hit ya, back split ya. Fuck bitch fights and lane scuffle. Pillowcase to your face, make the shell muffle. Shoot your daughter in the calf muscle. Fuck a tussle, nickel plated. Sprinkle coke on the floor, make it drug related. Most haters
can't fade it. While y'all pump Billy, I run up and stunt silly. Scared so you sent your little mans to come kill me. But on the contrary, I packed the Mac Millie. Squeezed off on him, left the paramedic breathing soft on him. What's your name?
Who shot your mob ties like Sinatra? Peruvians tried to do me in. I ain't paid them yet. Trying to push 700, they ain't made them yet. Rolex and bracelets, frostbit. Ring two, niggas riding away, call me Igloo Stick. Who?
Hey, where
you from?
Brooklyn going out for all.
Big Smalls, nigga, shit your drawers. Brooklyn, represent y'all, hit your falls. You crazy, think a little bit of rhymes to play me. I'm from Mars, see, I'm varsity chump, you JV.
Jigga,
Jay-Z.
Nigga, amen, my Bed-Stuy flow's malicious. Delicious, fuck three wishes. Made my road to riches. From 62 gym stars, my mom's ditching. Graham chopping, police beer docking. D's at my door's knocking.
Keep rocking, no more mister. Nice guy, I twist your shit. The fuck back with the pistols. Blazing, hot like Cajun. Hotter than even holding work at the Days Inn. With New York place outside.
Get up out of there.
Fuck your ride.
Keep your hands high, shit gets steeper. Here comes the Grim Reaper, Frank Wright. Need the keys to your innkeeper.
Right.
Chill, homie. The bitch in the Shoney's told me you're holding more drugs than the pharmacy. You ain't harming me, so pardon me. Pass the safe before I blaze the place and hit six shots just in case.
Jay-Z and Biggie Smalls, nigga, sips and draws.
Where you from?
Brooklyn going out to all.
Crown Heights.
You don't stop.
Brownsville.
You won't stop.
Nigga.
Jay-Z and Biggie Smalls, nigga, sips and draws.
Where we from?
Brooklyn.
Yeah, for 9-6, the only MC with a flu. Yeah, I rhyme sick, I be what you're trying to do.
Made a fortune off Peru, extradite, China white, heroin. Nigga, please, like short sleeves, I bear wrong. Stay out away from heroin.
Clear,
gone.
Me and Gutter had two spots. The two for $5 hits the blue top. Gotta go, Coolio, mean it's getting too hot. If they have twins, she probably have two pops.
Time to separate the pros from the cons. The platinum from the bronze. That butter soft shit from that leather on the bronze. A S1 diamond from my I-class dome. A Chardon sipper from a rosé, nigga, huh? Brooknum, sippin' on
Cristal forever. Play the crib when it's mink weather. The mafia keep cannons in they Mark Buchanan. Usually quattro cinco, the shell sink flow. Tossing ya, mad slugs do your nautica. I'm warning ya.
JC and Biggie Smalls, nigga, shit you draw. Brooklyn going out to all.
Flatbush.
Uh-huh. You don't stop.
Red Hook.
That's right.
You won't stop.
Nigga.
Jay-Z and Biggie Smalls, nigga, shit you draw.
Where you from?
Brooklyn going out to all.
East New York.
You don't stop.
Clinton Hill.
Uh-huh.
You won't stop.
Nigga.
Brooklyn, man.
I'm just trying to stay above water, you know? Stay busy, stay working. I was telling me, like, the key to this joint, the key to stay on top of things is to treat everything like it's your first project, you know what I'm saying? Like it's your first day, like how when you was an intern. Like, that's how you try to treat things, like, just stay hungry.
Y'all wanna know why it don't stop, y'all wanna know why it don't flop. Let me tell you people why. Came from the bottom of the block. When I was born, it was sworn I was never gon' be shit. Had to prove that I was shit, I was bitch. Had to get my rock hard on. I was on the rock, y'all knew I had to. Had to get these chips. Had to make moves like Elijah Wong. Started out selling dimes and nicks. Graduated to a brick, no exaggeration. My infatuation with a strip. Legendary like a schoolboy. Crush on any, every chick. Heavy shit. That's how schoolboy got whipped and got left on some. Just me, myself, and I on some true boy shit. Had to voice to a place up, to a place of no return. Had to play with fire and get burned. Only way the boy ever gon' learn. Had to lay way in the cut, till I finally got my turn. Now I'm on top in the spot that I earned. It's my life. It's my pain and my struggle. The song that I sing to you is my everything. Treat my first like my last, and my last like my first, and my third is the same as when I came. It's my joy and my tears and the laughter it brings to me. It's my everything. Like I never rode in a limo, like I just dropped flows to a demo. Like it's 92 again, and I got O's in a rental. Back in the zoo again, no problem, but it's a whole lot simple. When you think back, you thought back, you would never make it this far. Then you take advantage of the luck you handed, or the talent you've been given. Ain't no half-stepping, ain't no slipping. Ain't no different from a block of hating. Gotta get it while they're getting good. Gotta strike while the iron's hot. When you stop, then you gotta bid it. Good written, goodbye. This is my second major breakup. My first was with a page up, with a movie, a cook pot, and a game. This one's with the stew, with the stage, with the fortune. Maybe not the fortune, but certainly my life. My pain and my struggle, the song that I sing to you is my everything. Treat my first like my last, and my last like my first, and my first is the same as when I came. It's my joy and my tears and my laughter it brings to me. It's my everything. Treat my first like my last and my last like my first and my first like the first song I sang. Woo! Strike the blues, we gon' ride out on this one. Ta-ta, be high. Yo, I remember you was making them dances for them niggas at radio and shit. Clark Kent, I was good looking out, nigga. Carlene, whoever thought we'd make it this far, homie. They can't stop us. You know what I'm saying? Vinny F. Dane, what up? Robbing the bank. Niggas know we was crazy, man. Remember, you had that fucked up ass handwriting. You was writing all the numbers that we was spending down for videos you was doing ourselves and shit. What up? Original flavor now. Your accountant was crazy wrong and shit. But we still put it together. Biggs, what's up? We went to St. Thomas and the, Chamonix. Your dog peed on homie leg and shit at his crib. I think that was Rudy. And he's having a little trouble with the pool. You and Ty's laughing.
Emery was there. What up, Emery? What up, Ty? Hip hop, what up, man? Hey, hey, Hop, you ain't have no you ain't had no motherfucking seat on your bicycle. Now you head of black music. That's what I'm talking about right there, homie. What up, G? Yes, sir. Hey, body, bro. Hey, Guru. I know you spoiled, man. I be taking them shits in one take. You don't have to punch nigga shit. Nigga, you gonna be tight. OG1, what up? I'm a little upset that you wasn't involved in this whole process, but it's all good. What's up, Dad? My whole family, my nephew, cousin Angie, what's up? TT. Mom, you made the album. How crazy is that? Wabala, rest in peace. My pop, rest in peace. What's up, AJ? Biggie Smalls, rest in peace. Nigga, I'm about to go golfing, man. Hey, I might even have me a cappuccino. Fuck it. I'm going somewhere nice with no mosquitoes at, nigga. Holla at me. It's your boy.
Welcome back to a Thursday edition of NYPA Entertainment Radio. If you're just joining me live or you downloading, like, what the hell is the guy talking about? Like I said, didn't like last Sunday's show. It was a makeup show, and I'll be back at the scheduled program this Sunday at 5 p.m. Brand new playlist, the whole nine. So, thank you. All right, let's keep this joint moving. Kanye's not the only fool that lost millions and billions of dollars. The baby claims he lost $100 million after controversial remarks. In an interview recently with Ebro in the Morning, the rapper reflected on the backlash following his homophobic and misogynistic remarks he made during his performance at the Miami Festival in July 2021. In the wake of the controversy, he was dropped from several major festivals, including Governor's Ball, Lollapalooza, iHeart Music Festival, Austin City Limits, and Day in Vegas. According to the baby, the fallout cost him a staggering amount of $100 million to be exact. Quote, I'm not into all the conspiracy theories, this and that, until you see it really cost N-word $100 million within a year span, he revealed. Could use another word there, N-word. The baby claimed that his homophobic comments wouldn't have gained so much attention if he had not brought out Tory Lanez during his performance, which directly followed Megan Thee Stallion's set. It wouldn't have went that way, the baby said to Peter Rosenberg, suggesting that things wouldn't have blown up the same way. Ebro questioned why he thought it was a good idea to bring Lanez on stage. Quote, I don't look at it like good or bad. I ain't that invested into the business, the baby said, insisting that it wasn't done to antagonize Megan. Quote, I could care less. In another interview with Big Boy on The Real 92.3, the baby revealed that he lost $30 million in the immediate aftermath of his comments. Quote, $20 to $30 million that I would have had before the ball drop, he said. I have $30 million worth of shows on scheduled before December 31st. He was planning to take his millions and buy a private plane, but he had a delay in his purchase. Quote, God didn't want me to have my plane yet. While his bank account may have taken a hit, the baby is confident he will bounce back. Quote, I done came. Lord, and then came in this game and got so much out of this game, he recalled. Even now, I still got the platform, the voice, the talent, the hustle, the drive, the hunger to still do anything I did all over again. Last month, he released his latest album, Baby on Baby 2, horrible name, which sold around 17,000 units and debuted at number 34 on the Billboard 200. In response to the low sales, Baby claimed that he has been, quote, blackballed and received support from Meek Mill and Boosie Badass, who's no relation to Joey Badass. You see what happens? You see what happens? It open your mouth, you lose the cheddar. And that's what happened. He lost that cash. He lost a lot of money. You dig? So at the end of the day, when it comes down to it, I always say, and I'm not going to feel what you feel. You can't tell people how to feel, depending on whatever experiences they had, whatever. But you can't say what you say. You understand what I'm saying? Keep those shit to yourself. Nobody want to hear that. Nobody's going to understand, especially if it's out of context. Even if it is a context, shut the fuck up. Especially if you're a black man saying it. I got to be honest. It's real. At the end of the day, and that's the truth. I'm not going to lie to you guys. That's the God's honest truth. Like, you're sitting on top, you're on a great platform, but there's another way of giving your opinions on something and saying it more in the educated way, so to speak. And I might be saying that wrong, but there's no such thing as really as freedom of speech, quite frankly, for anyone. Because if you're not going with the masses, then you're going to be torn down, period. That's what it is. Well, no matter what race, color, creed, him or her. But you can't be ignorant when you say things. You got to be tactful. You got to be smart. And you got to put some context to what you're saying and why and so forth. Not be so harmful. It's okay to speak your mind. It's okay to speak your heart. But be tactful when you do it. That's my opinion. Some people might disagree, whatever. But it's going to cost you also, especially if you say it in a way where it sounds like hate and not like you're trying to educate or whatever. So, you know, between these two fools, you know, you got $2 billion, $100 million, you're like, this money just gets, you know, flushed down the toilet. Like all that hard work and all that to get yourself to that level, and then you want to come out on stage and be an asshole. You want to go on social media and be an asshole. You want to say all this shit, and then you wonder where it goes and why. Some know why, and you know, I'll get it all back. Maybe you will, but it won't be the same. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. It's crazy. It's to see that, you know, to see money, just that type of money just being snatched from the fingertips. You know what I mean? Like, dude, $100 million, and you kind of like, well, I guess I'm going to get my plane now, $20-30 million. I'm bitching over 20, 30 cents. You crazy? Like, whoa. You know what I mean? Like, I bought that soda, but it was 70 cents. Get my 30 cents back. You know what I mean? I got an attitude. I want change back. I work harder for my money. Pay my taxes. Okay. So, you know, it's one of those things, man. It's just one of those things. You just be mindful of what you're saying at the end of the day. Speaking of more money in the hip-hop world. Diddy and the Lox I'm fixing my headphones and my microphone. I'm sorry. The Lox are in the process of getting publishing back from Diddy. I quote, we're in the process of getting our catalog back from Puff, so I'm selling that immediately after the ink dries. During a conversation with Joe Buttons last week, the Lox, Jadakiss expressed the Lox is working closely with Diddy to get the publishing back. Kiss also discussed his desire to go independent after he satisfies his Def Jam contract. Quote, I'll probably do a partnership, somewhat independent, signed to myself, the rapper said, put out music and put my artists out freely. Jada then revealed that he plans to sell his portion immediately once the deal is done. Quote, We just in the process of getting our catalog back from Puff, so I'm selling that immediately after the ink dry. I'm selling shit. The Lox and Diddy have a storied history. Have a storied history together. Jadakiss, Styles P, Chic Loach dropped their 1998 debut LP Money, Power, and Respect on Bad Boy Records, peaking at number 3 on the Billboard, Billboard 200. Puffy and the trio began to distance themselves from each other due to creative differences, resulting in the Lox requesting to leave the label, prompting the Free the Lox campaign. Let the Lox go. However, things came to a head when the three rappers got into a heated argument with the Bad Boy founder, resulting in Styles P infamously throwing a chair at the Harlem Night. The group also called him a coward and a thief during a heated Hot 97 exchange in 2005. As a result, Puffy, John Combs, allowed the Lox to leave the label, but has but he has since remained the owner of the group's publishing. Elsewhere in business, Kiss of Death MC has launched a coffee company with his son, Jawan Phillips, and his father, Bob Phillips. According to an official press release, Kiss Cafe will represent three generations of legacy, loyalty, and shared love of coffee. Bob Phillips, Gina's father, was involved in the coffee industry since 1977. In 1998, Gina's pops served as president and CEO of Katora Corp, a boutique importing and trading firm specializing in international green coffees. I'm not a coffee drinker, and I really wish I was. Not for this reason, but there's a lot of people that have made great coffee out here, but I'm just not a coffee drinker. That's just not my bag, baby. That's just never was me. So if you're a coffee drinker, check it out. Check that joint out and take a look at it. I got to find out, and I want to know why people are getting rid of their catalogs. Everyone is dumping their catalogs off, and it appears you make a lot of money. And there's something going on behind the scenes that prompting a lot of these artists for selling their hard-earned catalog. Something's prompting it, and I don't know what it is. And it appears to the artists, they're going to make a whole lot more selling them than having them. And in my mind, I'm thinking, man, I'm a bad business person. I think you'll reap the benefits more because you own it, can control it, because they're going to make more money off it than what they're giving you. So I don't know what it is. I wish there was a way we can talk to a member of the Locks. There's a certain member that someone who's on this show had a nice conversation with, talking about karate and fitness and, it didn't mention the show. Why mention the show? The show wasn't important, but we were talking about fitness and karate. It had a nice long conversation. I think it was Styles P. And that individual, again, didn't mention the show at all, but went in about coffee and taekwondo and juices and all that, but, I wish there was a way. I guess we will never find out. Although some say they're working on it, don't hold your breath, because I don't think it's going to happen. Anyway, in other news, I was staying with Diddy, and this happened recently. So Diddy almost fights Power actor while dressed as Joker. I don't know if y'all seen this footage, but it's a weird footage. Anyway. Diddy ultimately transformation to Heath Ledger's Joker this past Halloween on Monday was so well done, his antics almost baited an actor into fighting him on the streets. The Bad Boy record mogul was making his rounds in L.A. over the weekend when he almost came to blows with actor Michael J. Ferguson, who plays 2-Bit in the Power series. If you see the footage, you can see things get tense between the two, though it's unclear what the problem is. Michael's surrounded by plenty of Diddy's entourage, some of who are wearing the same clown mask as Joker's henchmen in The Dark Knight, but Michael does it back now. Diddy cackles like a madman, and it appears Michael doesn't recognize him, but challenges him to step. Finally, Diddy breaks character, revealing his real voice, causing Michael to laugh, and the two men to embrace as cooler heads prevail. Diddy invited Michael to cool off further at his after party as he's all about spreading, quote, love these days, much like the interaction with Tyler, the Creator, earlier in the evening. Tyler called Diddy's performance next level, mirroring reactions from likes of Tamar Braxton, crowned him King of Halloween to his own son, Quincy, who couldn't believe the entire fight almost happened. Okay. If you see the footage, Diddy looks unrecognizable. You can't tell it was really him. He really did a great job. Mm-hmm. Looked like Heath Ledger's Joker. And when the footage starts, it's weird because you don't know what's going on because Diddy's is laughing. Ah, he's acting crazy. And the guy that played 2-Bit Michael Ferguson, it's like, yo, he about to like, yo, what the fuck, this is and this. And then he's like, all right, he broke the fourth wall. It was like, all right, man, what's up with your tension? Why you got an attitude with me? You know who I am? And he looked, he's like, and someone said it off camera, or he's like, it's me. Oh, it's you, type shit. They hug. Like, yo, come to the after party, get some ass. Okay, he didn't say that part, to get the ass part, But I'm sure that's what he meant. Come to the after party, because Marv gets mad. But he ain't going to say it out there so everybody can hear it. But come to the after party. That's cool for come get some ass. We all mellow, get some drinks and ass. It looks funny. Check out the footage. I looked at it a couple of times because Diddy is unrecognizable. They did a, like, whoever, where he got his costume from, he looks good. Like, you couldn't tell it was really him. It was a good, they did a good job, and he did a little maniacal laugh, and he just walked up on dude. So, why you don't walk up on a hood cat acting crazy dressed as a joke on Halloween? You going to get your ass dropped. You buy a fist or a bullet. That's just, you go up in the hood, that's what it is. You just don't walk up on anybody. But it's the interaction is weird and funny, so YouTube and check it out is out there. It's, yeah, I just want to mention that because it's kind of funny and humorous. And it's because Halloween was on Monday. All right, so I'm going to get back to it. We're going to play some Jay-Z again. Final day of the spotlight on the Brooklyn MC Jay-Z. And like I said, next week, brand new music playlist, all genres. I mean, in the list is shaping up to be pretty good. I'm not dropping any hints. I ain't saying anything. I check it out. I like it. I think probably one of my best lists I have put together. But for right now, let's enjoy some Jay-Z. And I'll be right back right here on the special Thursday edition of NYPA Entertainment Radio.
Take the bass line out. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Let's go. Uh-huh. Yeah. Let it bump. Uh-huh. To driving some of the hottest cars New York has ever seen. For dropping some of the hottest verses rappers ever heard. From the dope spot with the smoke block singing the murder scene. You know me well from nightmares of a lonely cell. My only hell, but since when y'all niggas know me to fail. Fuck nah, we all my niggas with the rubber grip. Or shots, and if you with me, mama, rubber your tits. And whatnot, I'm from the school of the hard knocks. We must not let outsiders violate our block. And my plot, sick of the world and split it 50-50. Uh-huh, let's take the dough and stay real jiggy. Uh-huh, let's sip the crisp and get pissy-pissy. Flow infinitely like the memory of my nigga Biggie. Baby, you know it's hell when I come through. The life and times of Sean Carter, nigga, volume 2. Y'all niggas get ready. Niggas locked down in a 10x4, controlling our house. We live in hard knocks. We don't take over, we bar block. Burn them down and you can have it back, daddy. All I'd right. Rather that, I flow for chicks wishing. They ain't have to strip to pay tuition. I see your vision, mama. I put my money on the long shots. All my ballers, that's born the clock. No mama be on top, whether I perform or not. I went from lukewarm to hot. Sleeping on futons and cots, the king size. Green machines, the green fives, the steam fives. Let the thing between my eyes analyze life's ills. Then I put it down tight grill. I'm tight grill with the phony rappers, y'all might feel we homies. I'm like still, y'all don't know me, shit. I'm tight grill, when my situation ain't improving, I'm trying to murder everything moving. Feel me? Gotta eat, stay on my toes. Got a lot of beef, so logically, I pray on my foes. Hustling still inside of me. And as far as progress, you be hard-pressed to find another rapper hot as me. I gave you prophecy on my first joint, and y'all all lamed out. Didn't really appreciate it till the second one came out. So I stretched the game out, cast your name out, put Jigger on top, and drop albums non-stop for y'all, nigga.
champion. Look for me, young B, cruising down the west side highway, doing what we like to do, I way. Eyes behind shades, this neck is the reason all of my dates been blind dates, but today I got my Ferrowiz girl with me. I'm mashing the gas, she's grabbing the wheel, it's trippy how hard she rides with me. The new Bobby and Whitney, only time we don't speak is on Sex in the City. She gets carry fever, but soon as the show's over, she's right back to me and my soldier. Cause mommy's a rider, and I'm a roller. Put us together, how they gon' stop both of us? Whatever she lacks, I'm right over her shoulder. When I'm off track, mommy is keeping me focused. So let's lock it down like it's supposed to be. The O3, Bonnie and Clyde, Hov and B. Holla, all I need in this life is sin. It's me and my girlfriend.
Having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. I got the rat patrol on the cat patrol. Foes that want to make sure my cast is closed. Rap critics save money, catch hoes. I'm from the hood, stupid, what type of facts are those? If you grew up with hoes and your dad's a toe, you celebrate the minute you was having dough. I'm like, fuck critics, you can kiss my whole asshole. If you don't like my lyrics, you can press fast forward. Got beef with radio, if I don't play they show, they don't play my hits, well I don't give a shit. So, rap mags try and use my black ass, so advertisers can give them more cash for ads, fuckers. I don't know what you take me as, or understand the intelligence that Jay-Z has. I'm from rags to riches, niggas, I ain't dumb. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me! 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hope you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me! Yeah, it's 94, and my trunk is raw. In my rear view mirror is the motherfucking law. Got two choices, y'all, pull over the car or bounce on the devil, put the pedal to the floor. Now I'm trying to see no highway chase with Jake. Plus I got a few dollars, I can fight the case. So I pull over to the side of the road. I heard under, you know
I'm stopping you from.
Cause I'm young and I'm black and my hat's real low. Do I look like a mind reader, sir? I don't know. Am I under arrest or should I guess some more?
Well, you was doing 55 in the 54. Lost the registration and step out of the car. You carrying a weapon on you, I know a lot of you are.
I ain't stepping out of shit, all my papers legit.
Well, do you mind if I look around the car a little bit?
Well, my glove compartment is locked, so it's the trunk in the back. And I know my rights, so you gon' need a warrant for that.
Aren't you sharp attack? Type of law or something, somebody important or something.
I ain't passed the ball, but I know a little bit enough that you wanna legally search my shit.
Well, we'll see how smart you are when the K-9 comes.
I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me! 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hope you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me! 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you having girl problems, I forgot for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit
now
me.
Once upon a time, not too long ago,
a nigga like myself had a strong arm, a hoe. This is not a hoe in the sense of having a pussy, but a pussy having no goddamn sense, trying to push me. I try to ignore him, talk to the Lord, pray for him, but some fools just not of a bomb. You know the type, loud as a motorbike, but wouldn't bust a grape in a fruit fight. The only thing that's gonna happen is I'ma get the clapping, and he and his boys gonna be yapping to the captain. And there I go trapped in a Kit Kat again. Back through the system with the riffraff again. Fiends on the floor, scratching again. Paparazzis with their cameras snapping them. DA try to give a nigga shaft again. Half a meal for bail cause I'm African. Or because the school was harassing them. Trying to play the boy like he's saccharine. But ain't nothing sweeper, I hold my gun. I got 99 problems being a bitch ain't one. Hit me! 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me! 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me! Woo! Woo! I got 99 problems and bitch ain't one.
You crazy for this one, Rick? It's your boy.
Pressure than the next bitch. No need for you to ever sweat the next bitch. With speed, I make the best bitch see the exit. Indeed, you gotta know you're thoroughly respected. By me, you get the keys to the Lexus. But no driving, got your own 96 something. The ride and keep your ass tighter than Versace. That's why you gotta watch your friends, you got to watch me. They connive and shit, first chance to crack for bank. They'll try me, all they get is 50 cent franc. And we'll buy it from the village to the belly. I'm the killing on your belly, no question. Have more black chicks between my sheets and necks. They say sex is a weapon, so when I shoot, meet your death in less than 8 seconds. Still pounding in my afterlife, laughing, my shit is tight. Who you asking, right?
I know you're the one I got.
No one can fuck you better.
Sleeps around, but he gives me a lie.
Keep you with diamonds and leather.
Friends are telling me I should leave you alone.
Tell the freaks to find a man that ain't on. Man that ain't on.
Fresh to death in Moschino. Coach bag looking half black and Filipino. Thinking no jazz got you a beat but a feeling for it. Surrounded your feet and Jonah Davis and Charles Jordan. I keep you dug with love. You know these hoes be making me weak. Y'all know how it goes be. And so I creep. I've been sinning since you've been playing with Barbie and Kenny. You can't change a player's game in the ninth inning. The chrome rim spinning, keep them grinning. So I run, way to fuck up in them and wrinkle their face like linen. I play hard until they say God. He's keeping it real. Chicka stay hard. Lord, don't even trip. I never slip, nigga. Get a grip. What you don't see is what you get. Weapons concealed. What the fuck y'all feel? When your niggas play sick, we can all get it.
What the deal? Ain't no nigga like the one I got.
No one can fuck you better.
Sleeps around, but he gives me a lie.
Keeps you in diamonds and leather.
Friends are telling me I should leave you alone.
Tell the freaks to find a man that they own. Man that they own.
Yo, ain't no stopping this. No lie, promise to stay monogamous. I try, but love, you know these hoes be making me weak, y'all know how it goes be. So I stay deep.
What up, boo, just keep me laced in the illest snake. Bank rolls of shit, back row
rubs in the French tub. Mac in this bitch, white feet nigga. So when you flip that coat, remember the days you was dead broke. But now you style and I raised you. Basically made you into a dawn, flipping weight, hair on the shit. You know the pussy is all that. That's why I can forget 5 carats and all that. From Dolce, Gabbana to H. Bendel, I ring your bell. So who the player? I still keep you in the illest gators. Tailor made so we can lay up in the shade, reminiscing on how I fuck the best of shit. Especially when I'm sipping Baileys. Don't give a fuck on how you move with them other mommies. I push the Z, eating shrimp, skimpy with rocks larger than life. Fuck them Reebok broads, you made it known who your wife was. I got you frontin' in Armani sweaters before this rap shit when you was in levers and bullshit Berettas and E-classes with Mo in the glasses, shows in Cali with all the flavors, Sway Valley. Now all your mentors up in your Benzes, hot poles. I swear you be killing me playing inside my pubic hairs. I never worry about the mother chick, cause you proved who was your wins when you was spending that bitch. I tripped a little when you was up north, your commissary stayed pallid. How you living large, doing the Allen, all them collects had me vexed. But when you come home, knew I was coming off with half of them checks. Now we on the ride, your diamond mommy with the slanted eyes, holding this brick, cock the English gang and shit. Fuck no, I see half of that dough, make you into a star, push $100,000 card.
Ain't no nigga like the one I've got.
No one can fuck you better.
Beats around, but he gives me a lie.
Keep you in diamonds and leather.
Friends are telling me I should leave you alone.
Tell them freaks to find a man that ain't on. Man that ain't on.
Ain't no nigga like the one I got.
No one can fuck you better.
Welcome back to NYPA Entertainment Radio on a special Thursday edition because I messed up on Sunday. Jay-Z, speaking of Jay-Z, Jay-Z solidifies spot atop hip-hop wealthiest, Jay-Z solidifies spot atop hip-hop wealth list as Diddy joins Billionaire Club as Kanye slips his dumb ass off the list. I don't say that, I threw that in there. Bay Area rapper Gilbert Burner Millam bust into number 4 spot thanks to Cookie Cannabis Empire. The list of the wealthiest hip hop artists has gotten a pretty major shakeup with a new face storming into the top 5 thanks to burgeoning legal weed business, even as former billionaire Kanye West slips to number 3 after losing his 10-figure status following his recent string of anti-Semitic comments. Longtime Forbes writer Zach O'Malley Greenberg recently posted his quote remix of the hip hop. You gotta stop, really. That's like, do you see what he's doing? Anyway, his remix of the hip hop's wealthiest artist, a list to Zog blog, in which he reveals that Jay-Z remains atop the list as rap's only certified billionaire in his first update of the hip hop wealth list since 2019, when he was still an editor at the Financial Magazine. It should be no surprise that one of the takeaways from Greenberg's list is that of Kanye West has a major slip in his status after the battle rapper's string of anti-Semitic remarks and promotion of a White Lives Matter shirt has caused the formerly sprawling music and fashion empire to largely evaporate over the past few weeks. Greenberg writes, the overall top 5 hip-hop acts are worth a combined estimate of $3.8 billion, with the list toppers' combined net worth rising 20% from the pre-pandemic, which is 2019, total of $3.17 billion. Coming in at number one with a bullet. No, not a bullet. Is Jay-Z, whose fortune Greenberg estimated has increased to a personal best $1.5 billion thanks to a diversified portfolio that includes investments in everything from music, Rock Nation Entertainment, to real estate, spirits, Armand de Bruggenet, I'm not classy, y'all, champagne, and startups, including Rihanna's wildly successful Savage X Fenty brand. Stop there. The things I listed, even though poorly, shows, like I always say, different streams of revenue. That is key. Different streams of revenue. That gets you where you want to go financially. You can't just have one stream. You got to get different streams. Hip-hop first billionaire easily edged out Sean P. Diddy Combs, whose $1 billion fortune has reportedly surged thanks to Ciroc vodka brand Half-Stick and De Leon Tequila and entertainment brand Revolt, as well as his music catalog, startup investments in what Greenberg's dubbed, quote, a considerable collection of worldly possessions. The news was not as great for Ye, whose billionaire status has was cut in half after the loss of a lucrative Adidas deal and a rife of other marketing and branding deals over the past few weeks. What still came in at number three this time around, thanks to his 5% stake in ex-wife Kim Kardashian's lucrative Skims shapewear line and the rights to his master's recordings and music publishing. Greenberg said that he could not reach anyone who could agree on the current value of Ye's Yeezy brand, but this consensus is still worth a lot more than nothing, adding that West could be headed for a cash crunch if he continues his current trajectory, potentially forcing him to sell or take out loans against his major assets. The biggest surprise on the list was the number four Bay Area rapper, Gilbert Burner Millum, whose 30% stakes in Cookies Cannabis Empires would sell 70 weed strands and thousands of marijuana-related products in 48 stores in 7 countries and 20 in U.S. is the foundation of his fortune. Quote, if marijuana goes federal and the market wants to see us with all these stores in production, then we'll roll them all up. Berners told Greenberg earlier this year about the prospect of marijuana legalization rolling out, no pun intended, nationwide. So, quote, so we're achieving what these other companies are doing without having to put up our own capital. The top five is rounded out by another former reported billionaire, Dr. Dre, producer who a decade ago called himself the first billionaire in hip-hop, actually peaked at $800 million, according to Greenberg, after tax payments took a big chunk of his cut from the $3 billion sale of his Beats empire to Apple. Damn, fucking taxes. The writer said a combination of personal and philanthropic, I said right? Yeah. Okay. Spending was further reduced. Reduced Dre's fortune to around $400 million, including the $70 million he and Beats co-founder and former Interscope boss Jimmy Iovine spent to found a music academy in the University of Southern California, as well as the $40 million Dre spent to buy Tom Brady and ex-wife Giselle's Bundchen's former L.A. mansion. Greenberg also noted the paperwork from Dre's recent divorce revealed his net worth to be in the $450 million range before the first half of $100 million settlement to his ex-wife. Fuck that! Ain't selling shit for $100 million. The writer said he is. He tabulated the figures by combining his decade plus of experience covering business of hip hop, along with valuing every known asset and liability in each artist portfolio, tapping a wide range of sources in the music industry, including managers, lawyers, artists themselves, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Billboard is not able to independently verify Greenberg's report. I'm reading from Billboard. Wow. Lots to unpack there. What's this right there? Like I said, different streams of revenue. Each cat, even Ye, have a different stream of revenue. You can't just stay with Matt acting. You can't just stay with acting, music, sports, whatever. You need different streams of revenue, because sometimes one of those streams can dry up. So you want to keep. You got to spread it all around. You got to put a lot of bait out there for get the fishes to come out. I know I'm using different metaphors and shit, but you need that to make income, especially in the entertainment business. You know, a lot of people dip off into fashion. Jadakiss doing coffee. Style P's doing juices. You got to spread that out. And I think it's very smart. Athletes should have done. Shaq has done a great thing. Magic Johnson is successful also. Allen Iverson got into the cannabis game. Mike Tyson got into the cannabis game. You know what I mean? You got to put your business cap on and get your streams of revenue to come in. And make that money. Boom. Period. So, shout out to Jay-Z. everybody on this list. And like I said, the guy, he's on there by holding on to his ex-wife's, because he got a stake in her Skims. We'll see how long that'll last. That might not last much longer. He's talking that shit. The board might, like, get him off, buy him out. We don't want him part of this shit because, he's toxic. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, there's that. Cardi B goes nuclear on Madonna for Pave the Way note. Madonna apparently wanted credit for paving the way for a ton of modern-day artists to embrace their sexuality, but the way she said left a very bad taste in Cardi B's mouth. Madge pissed off Cardi B last weekend with a passive-aggressive note she posted on her IG stories, one in which she celebrates the 30-year anniversary of her infamous SEX book, but in the same breath seems to take shots at a selected few ladies by name. She described the boundaries she pushed back then and how influential her book turned out to be in pop culture despite the backlash she endured, going on to say, quote, now Cardi B can sing about her WAP. Kim Kardashian can grace the cover of any magazine with her naked ass, and Miley Cyrus can come in like a wrecking ball adding, you're welcome, bitches. The last part is what last person was pissing off Cardi B because she's on Twitter right now absolutely shitting on Madonna for it. In one tweet, she says, these icons really become disappointments once you make it an industry. That's why I keep to myself. There are other tweets where Cardi expresses her anger over the fact Madonna felt the need to both ask for a pat on the back while also hurling that Cardi perceives as an insult. Come to find out, Cardi changed her tune within a matter of hours, saying she's spoken to Madonna and all is well. She also deleted a lot of her anti-Madonna tweets. Madonna's not lying. She's not lying. Well, the time of Madonna, late 80s, early 90s, Madonna, what they're doing now, Madonna did back then, it was very, very taboo. Very taboo, very different, very risque. She pushed the boundaries, the whole nine. I didn't take it as her dissing them. She just like, yo, you can do this, you can do this. Thank me, bitches. Yeah, y'all women like to call each other bitches. Hey, thank you, female dogs. That's the truth. She was very risque back in the late 80s, mid to late 80s, early 90s. And it's true. So you got it. She did pave the way for that. She did make it okay for the Little Kims, the Cardi B's, the Megan Thee Stallions, the Miley Cyrus's, the Kim Kardashians, and so on and so forth to embrace sexuality, to be sexy, to show this, to show that, to talk about your WAP and all that stuff. And that's the truth at the end of the day. Sometimes some of this generation's artists are a little too sensitive about a lot of things. And the other thing I have to guard, whether it's athletes being sensitive when an Hall of Famer athlete talk about them, whether it's a older entertainer about a younger entertainer, they always got their guard up being very defensive, got their guard up. They don't like it. It's not like a harsh criticism. It might be tough love, and it might be something like, I'm telling you, but it's not out of hate. I'm just letting you know. And at the end of the day, like I said, she is the icon. She has done shit back then. We was like, ooh, it's tame now looking at it. That's tame. But back then, it was like, oh, look what she doing. Look what she said. Look what she's wearing. Oh, my God. But now it's like, oh, okay, because everyone does it, and we've been there and done that. So she got the right. She's the icon. She did pave the way for that. So I'm glad Cardi got off her shoulders and, like, had the conversation with Madonna, and they cleared the air, and it was like, all right, you get it now? You get where I'm coming from? Get your head out your ass and stop getting all butthurt that I said something. Yeah, now kiss my ring. I don't know if she said all that. It's just me interpreting shit. Y'all don't mind me. But, yeah. Yeah, get off your shoulders. Nick Young says Ice Cube's Big Three League missed payments to players. Former NBA player Nick Young says that Ice Cube's Big League Three failed in keeping up with its payments scheduled for players during its most recent season. During an interview, the Cali native shared insight into the Big Three experience, which the 37-year-old joined under Gilbert Arenas led Enemy's franchise in 2021. Quote, I think they need to get back to traveling to all these different cities like they was, the shooting guard said when asked of his time with the league, because this past year it felt like things weren't ran well, because sometimes we ain't get our money. Things got canceled. Games got canceled in the middle of the season. They didn't know if they was going to have a season. It was a lot. It was a lot this year. God, grammar. That's not me reading. That's him talking. The NBA chairman expounded further, adding, I feel like they need to get the right investments and really organize it better because this year in the middle of the season was about to be over because they didn't have the money or something like that. He also noted that the salaries of the Big Three provides are far beneath standard payouts for international leagues. Quote, overseas money is way more, Young notes before sharing some of the finer qualities of the Big Three, particularly being an option for players looking to stay close to home and their families instead of traveling overseas. For me, the Big Three is just to get out the house, to hang with your friend and play the game a little bit, and it's only on the weekend. Not too much strain on your body. You don't have to go to China or Russia, easy for me to say, and deal with all of that. You still get to be with your family during the week, and then you leave on the weekend. That's the fun part. The former first-round NBA draft pick also lists staying in good hotels and receiving per diem as additional perks of signing with the Big Three, which he says he joined at the behest of former Washington Wizards teammate and Big Three coach Gilbert Arenas. He called me and said, I need you, Nick. The jovial baller recalled, I need you. They said, I'm a coach now. I need you on my team. Earlier this month, Ice Cube expressed Big Three's lack of support from entities such as ESPN and the NBA, accusing both of attempting, quote, to destroy the league behind closed doors. We definitely need everybody to support you, wrote on social media in response to Big Three coach and All Smoke podcast co-host Steven Jackson. The NBA and ESPN are doing everything in their power to ignore and destroy the Big Three. Big Three recently completed its fifth season with the Steven Jackson coach team trilogy defeating Team Power, led by head coach and Hall of Famer Nancy Lieberman. In 2019, the Big Three won a $21 million defamation lawsuit against Champions Basketball League. I talked about it on my show a couple of weeks ago, and I really hope the league stays around. I think it's entertaining to see some former players play ball. It's really cool. And I think one of the reasons why they stopped traveling was because of the pandemic. And like everyone else, is trying to get up from under, so to speak, and get back on track all the way to where they were, let's say, 3 years ago. So hopefully that happens. Hopefully they will stay in business, generate money, and continue to be successful. And I want to see be successful. I love to see minorities across the board be successful business people. We need more of that. People of color as business people. There's a lot of them out there, male and female alike. They're very smart, and I really would like to see that. There's a lot of money out there to be made for everyone. Everyone can work together, stop worrying about what their race, religion are, and let's just work together. Make this money, man. It's money to be made. It's money on the table. Let's grab it. So what I'm going to grab is a break and play some music, some more Jay-Z. And when I come back, a few more things to get into on this special Thursday edition, because I messed up on Sunday episode of NYPA Entertainment Radio. I don't know what Jay-Z song I want to play. Let me see. All right, this one. We'll be right back.
Big pimpin', baby. Big pimpin', spinning. Feel me? Know why?
thug them, fuck them, love them, leave them, cause I don't fucking need them. Take them out the hood, keep them looking good, but I don't fucking feed them. First time they fuss, I'm breathing. Talk about what's the reason. I'm a pimpin' every sense of the word, bitch. Better trust and believe them. In the cut where I keep them, till I need a nut, till I need to be the gun center. Beep beep, and I'm picking them up, let them play with the dick in the truck. Many chicks wanna put chicken fish in cup, divorce them and split as fuck. Just because you got good head, I'ma break bread so you can be living it up. Shit, I pass with nothing, y'all be frontin'. Me give my heart to a woman, not for nothing, never happen. I be forever mackin', heart cold and assassins. I got no passion, I got no patience, and I hate waiting. Hope get your ass in, and let's ride.
Coming straight about the black barrio. Make the meal up off a sorry hoe. Now sit back and beat my scenario. Oops, my bad, that's my scenario. No, I can't fuck a scary hoe. Now every time, every place, everywhere we go, hoes stop pointing and say, there he go. Now these motherfuckers know we carry more heat than a little bit. We don't pull it out over little shit. And if you catch a lick when I spit, then it won't be a little hit. Go read a book, you illiterate son of a bitch, and step up your vocab. Don't be surprised if your hoes have out with me and you see it coming down on your slab. Living gets so fabulous, so mad, you just can't take it. But nigga, if you hate now, then you wait while I get your bitch butt naked. Just break it. You gotta pray like you ain't wet with two pairs of clothes on. I get your ass to the back as I flash to the track. Timberland, let me spit my pros on. Post it up in the pro zone. That's the track that we breaking these hoes on. Ain't the track that we flows on. Groupin' shit get hot, then the glide start poppin' like ozone. We keep hoes struck like Trigger Man. We really don't get no bigger, man. Don't trip, let's just get sold on the flip. Getting blow with the motherfuckin' Jigger Man, bitch.
Big pimpin', spendin' cheese. We be big pimpin' on BLADs. We be big pimpin' down in PAT. It's just that Jigger Man, pimp, pimp, B-U-N-B. Cause we be big pimpin', spendin' cheese. And we be big pimpin' on BLADs. Cause we be big pimpin' in PAT. It's just that Jigger Man, pimp, pimp, B-U-N-B.
Smoking eyes, pulling up, keeping lean up in my cup. All my cars got leather and wood in my hood, we call it buck. Everybody wanna ball, holla at brawl at the mall. You be up, watch them fall, nigga, I can't fuck with y'all. If I wasn't rapping, baby, I would still be riding Mercedes. Coming down and sipping daily, no rest till white and pavement. Now what y'all know about them Texas boys? Coming down to candy toys, smoking weed and talking noise.
I'm making short-term goals. When the weather falls, yes, put away the leathers and put ice on the gold. Chilly with enough bail money to free a big willy. High stakes, I got more at stake than Philly. Shopping sprees, copping three. Deuce fever, I yeses, fully loaded, yes. Bouncing in the next Luger, tire smoke like Buddha. 50 G's to the crap shooter, niggas can't fade me. Chrome stocks beaming, through my peripheral I see you scheming. Stop dreaming, I leave your body steaming. Niggas is fiending, what's the meaning? I'm leaning on any nigga intervening with the sound of my money machining. My cup runneth, over with hundreds. I'm one of the best niggas that done it. Six digits and running, y'all niggas don't want it. I got the Godfather flow, the Don Juan DeMarco. Swear to God, don't get it fucked up.
Reflecting when my man laid up on the uptown high block, he got his eyes sprayed up. I source, life slipping. This is a minor setback, yo, still in all we living. Just dream about to get back, that made him smile, though his eyes said, pray for me. I do you one better and slay these niggas faithfully. Murder is a tough thing to digest, it's a slow process. And I ain't got nothing but time, I had near brushes, not to mention three shots, close range, never touch me. Divine intervention, can't stop by from drinking my ties with Tata down in Nevada. Ha ha, bye-bye. Word life, I dabbled in crazy way. Without rap, I was crazy straight. Partner, I'm still spending money from 88. What?
I'm out for president.
You know what? I make you and your whack man fold like bad hands, roll like Monopoly. Advance, you copy me like white crystal. I gross the most at the end of the fiscal year than these niggas could wish to. The dead presidential candidate with the sprinkles in the presidential ice that'll offend you in due time when crime flees my mind. All sneak thieves and player haters can shine. But until then, I keep the trillion cut diamond shining brilliant. I tell you half the story, the rest you fill it in. Long as the villain win, I spend Japan yen. The 10 major events, catch me in the joint. Convince my iguanas is biting. J-A-Y hyping, controlling, manipulating. I got a good life, man. Pounds and pence, enough dollars make sense. Why you ride the bench, catch me swinging for the fence. Dead presidents, you know.
Uh-huh. Deadly, oh presidents to represent me. Deadly, oh presidents to represent me. I'm out for 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 deadly, oh presidents to represent me.
So be it, the Soviet, the unified steady flow. You already know, you light, I'm heavy row. Heavy dough, mic machete, your flow. Your paper falls slow like confetti. Mine's a steady grow, Betty grow. Pay five in it for blow. Better believe I have 1160 to show. My dough flip like Typhon. Jay-Z the icon. Baby, you like Dawn? Maybe this crystal's a change of life. Roll with the winners. Heavy spinners like hit records. Rockefeller, don't get it corrected. This shit is perfected from chips to chicks and scribbling Alexis. Naked without your gun. We taking everything you brung. We caking. Your niggas is faking. We getting it done. Grind family, well connected. Jay-Z and you fake thugs. Is unplugged like MTV. Y'all MP3, take your treasure. My pleasure, dead president jail. Politics is your jail. Bow.
Deadly, oh presidents to represent me. 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 I'm out for 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 presidents to represent me.
Welcome back to NYPA Entertainment Radio. Let's keep this moving. Will Smith said that that after he slapped Chris Rock at the Oscars, Floyd Mayweather Jr. excuse me, called him for 10 days straight. Will shared the story during a private screening for Emancipation, his new movie coming out this year. I'll get to that in a minute. After Will Smith slapped Chris Rock at this year's Oscar, we heard all about people who had reached out to check on him. Okay, Floyd Mayweather, sorry, my screen takes a long time, Tyler Perry, Denzel Washington, Dave Chappelle, so forth. I'll get to them in a minute. And, of course, and Mayweather Jr. apparently, too. Yep, doing a private screening for his Emancipation movie, Will spoke about how Floyd supported him in those immediate days after the slap. The slap came after Chris Rock. We all know the story. Of course, Will faced widespread outrage and condemnation for hitting Chris and was ultimately banned from Oscars for the next decade. According to him, Floyd Mayweather Jr. called him 10 days in a row after the incident, trying to see if Will was okay. Quote, Floyd and I met each other. We've seen each other around, but we weren't like friends, Will told the audience at the screening, where the boxer was currently sitting amongst the crowd. And the day after the Oscars, for 10 days, he called me every day. Will continued. He was like, hey, you know the champ, right? You good? You know the champ, right? I want you to hear my voice say it. I want you to hear my voice say it. Every day he called me at it, and it's like that's my dude forever right there. Floyd nodded along in agreement as he spoke before appearing to say, that's right. And that's all he said. And that's coming from someone with a long history of domestic violence. I didn't say that. That's the article. Piggybacking off of that, let me get to that in a minute. This is something that kind of a little companion piece that goes with this. At that actual screening, you had Floyd Mayweather, you had Tyler Perry, you had Rihanna, you had Dave Chappelle, Kenya Barris, were all there at the screening, took a selfie and everything. And recently, you know, Dave Chappelle has been very opinionated about what Will Smith did. And I think he's trying on a low. I've read that maybe try to bring them together privately to kind of hash it out and so forth. And as you can see, a lot of people, and that is right, forgave him. You get a second chance. You're human. And they rallied around to make sure he's all right, supporting him in his new film. Emancipation looks great. I would like to see it. It looks Oscar worthy if he was allowed in the Academy. But that film, unfortunately, may not get recognized because there's a name attached to it, whether it's directing, screenplay, or even him or Will himself being praised Academy-wise, and that's messed up because it looks good. It's like, man, you get that back-to-back year of nominations and a win because it looks real good. I've seen the trailer, and I do want to see the film. It's a shame that he won't get any real recognition for it, for his performance. But, again, brother himself on how he handled the situation. Emancipation, which is directed by Antoine Fuqua, stars Will Smith as Peter, a man who escaped from slavery in Louisiana. In a recent interview, Fuqua, who directed Denzel Washington and his Oscar-winning performance in 01's Training Day, believes Emancipation, I'll get it out, y'all, to be his strongest piece of work as well as his most important film to date. The ensemble film also stars Ben Foster, Charmaine Bingwa, Gilbert Olufor, and Mustafa Shakir. The high-profile screening in the latest event in an unexpected Oscar campaign, Emancipation will be released in theaters December 2nd before hitting Apple Plus a week later, making it eligible for Oscar consideration. Last year, shortly before winning the Best Actor of King Richard, and it goes on from there about what he did. Hopefully, they can look past it. The film, you ain't got to nominate him. You ain't got to say his name. You ain't got to acknowledge him. But the film itself, whether it's Antoine Fuqua directing it or the screenplay itself or the other actors, you got to give his dessert, his balloons, no flowers, because flowers die in rolls of sin. I told you that. And that's the messed up thing. And I said on this show, I said, Smith can make 10 to 20 great, straight, like awesome, phenomenal films. And because of what he did, unfortunately, would not be recognized. And that's unfortunate. Again, brought it on himself. But we all make mistakes. We're all human at the end of the day. And he's trying to get himself together. It's over with now. It's done. And I know it'll probably come up one more time, especially around Oscar season. And when the first show comes up, when the show happens in 23. And then, you know, for the most part, we know what happened. It's done. We ain't got to relive it. It's between them two cats, and they're going to have to work that out themselves. privately, not in front of a camera. I think in front of a camera is staged. You don't need to go on a red table talk to do it or anything like that. Hash it out privately. And if Chris accepts, fine. If don't, fine. It may not ever be the same. I don't know if I would, you know, be playing with someone who slaps me. You know what I mean? So hopefully these two cats can work it out somehow. You know, he's trying to redeem himself, get back. And it's something he has to live with for the rest of his life, unfortunately. You know, it's just an unfortunate thing. Former SNL star Chris Red punched in the face an unprovoked attack outside Fame NYC comedy store. Former SNL star Chris Red was punched in the face outside the Fame New York Comedy Club, hospitalized in what police describe as unprovoked attack. The attack unfolded last Wednesday evening just after 9:30 in front of the Comedy Cellar, where Red was set to perform that night in the 100 block of McDougal Street in Manhattan, according to the New York Police Department. Red, 35, just exited a vehicle in front of the club when an unknown individual approached him and punched him. Authorities said the individual attacked the comedian without prior conversation or provocation. The assailant fled after hitting the victim, and Red was found by officers with lacerations on his face. Here we go. Authorities said the individual, the assailant allegedly, I think maybe took a chain from him, but wasn't too sure. Emergency services responded to the scene and took the victim, Chris Red, to NYC Health Hospitals in Bellevue, where he was treated and released. Surveillance video from a neighboring restaurant obtained by the police department shows Red apparently walking towards the club when suddenly an unseen person punches him and knocks him to the ground. Now, since then, Red is better. He got marks on his face. No one took his chain. He's on the mend. He'll be back out there telling jokes soon enough. But this type of nonsense, it's crazy. Where you can be minding your business and some fool just want to run up on you because it's a Wednesday and knock the shit out of you. You know what I mean? To cold cock you and just keep it moving. And that's unfortunate, and I hope they find this clown because it wasn't necessary to do that. You know, he's minding his business, and he the man going to work, literally about to go to work, and you just want to, and he's going to be a punk, like a little sissy. You're going to hit him, punch, and then run off. You know what I mean? Like, why you being a punk and running? Hopefully find the clown. And like I said, it was just one of those unprovoked things where there's just too much craziness going on in the world, and it's not really necessary. I'll be sure hospitalized in a coma for 2 months, according to his son. Come on, screen. The singer I'll be sure has reportedly been in a coma for 2 months, according to his son, I'll be sure Jr. While giving thanks for the many birthday wishes he received on his Instagram page, I'll be sure Jr. revealed that he's thankful but also out of it because his father has been in a coma for 2 months. He wrote, Thank you everyone for the B-Day wishes. Been kinda out of it and in my own world. Pop's been hospitalized for 2 months. He just made it out. He went on to say, thank you for all the concerns and worries about my family. Today is my day, but this is for my pops. We need you, big homie. I love all of y'all and appreciate all of you and everyone I touched and share energy with around the world on my crazy journey. This is for y'all. And to my family, I love y'all. Thanks for motivating me and making me feel loved always. It was reported that earlier this year, the singer, I'll be sure, was hospitalized and was set to have surgery. He would share the process on his own Instagram account. And no one knew for sure why he went in for surgery. He didn't go into details or anything like that. But it appears that he is on the mend and he's out of it. And I think he left the hospital. He's recently broken silence after it was reported that he was hospitalized in a coma for 2 months. He went on to say this, to the social media and said, a very humble thank you for all the prayers, I'm alive, awake, and on the mend, submissively grateful. I'll share more of my health experience soon in hopes to encourage us all to stay on top of our health and wellness. It's awesome. it's good to see you made it through. Thank Heavenly Father above and whatever you believe in. He's definitely a legend and icon, and he's too young to be going now. We don't need another legend at a young age going, and I'm curious, like everybody else, to find out what he went to the hospital originally for, and, you know, what caused him to slip into a coma for 2 months, like 2 months in a coma. Wow, that's the Lord above. That's the Heavenly Father, whatever higher power you believe in, that's them, it, whatever, to bring, I'll be sure, out of a coma for 2 months, and I'm sure it hasn't been easy for his family and so forth. And I'm happy to hear and that he's alive, and he made it through, and he's on the mend. And like I said, we need our legends and everyone nowadays just to be alive and hang in there. And too much stuff going on where a lot of people are leaving us too soon. You know what I mean? But I'm not going to leave you too soon. I'm going to play one more music break before I wrap things up here on a Thursday edition, because I messed up on Sunday, episode of NYPA Entertainment Radio. And last day for Jay-Z. Smiley playlist. I'll be right back.
Don't wanna sound funny myself a rule, but you ain't looking at no other dude, cause you love me.
I'm sorry, baby.
So you think about a chance, you find yourself trying to do my dance, maybe cause you love me.
You do it well.
So then we try.
Feeling then telling, acting like you ain't appealing when you are. Stepping like you ain't my only girl when you are. I'm ready to stop when you are.
Oh,
my man.
Speech. First of all, I want to thank my connect. The most important person with all due respect. Thanks to the duffel bag, the brown paper bag, the Nike shoe box for holding all the cash.
Okay.
Boys in blue who agreed before the badge.
Okay.
The first pusher who ever made the stash.
Okay.
The rock boys in the building tonight.
Hey.
Oh, what a feeling, I'm feeling life.
Hey.
Thanks to the lanes, niggas with bad aims. Thanks to a little change, I tore you off the game. Bullet wounds will stop your buffoonery. Thanks to the pastor rapping at your eulogy. To Little Kim and them, you know the women friend who carry the word cross state for a gentleman. Yeah, thanks to all the hustlers, and most importantly you, the customer. The rock boys in the building tonight.
Hey.
Oh, what a feeling I'm feeling like.
Hey.
You don't even gotta bring your paper out. We the dope boys of the year, drinks is on the house. The rock boys in the building tonight.
Hey.
Look at how I'm killing this ice.
Hey.
You don't even gotta bring your purses out. We the dope boys of the year, drinks is on the house. Take what the fall is bigger than bigger more. Cause they forgot to account what I did with the fraud. Pick a time, let's pick a part to start. Pick a weekend for freaking for bigger falls. I think the frauds never hit a lick before. So they don't know the feeling when them things get a call. Put your hand out the window, fill a fall. Fill a Porsche, hit the frost, ice cold. Shoes got no flaws, drop got no top. You on the top floor, pink rosé, pink OJ. I get away with murder when I sling yay. Hebron got less steps than Britney. That means it ain't stepped on, dig me. Rock boys in the building tonight.
Hey.
Oh, what a feeling I'm feeling like.
Hey.
You don't even gotta bring your paper out. We the dope boys of the year, drinks is on the house.
We in the house.
The rock boys in the building tonight.
Hey.
Look at how I'm killing this ice.
Hey.
You don't even gotta bring your purses out. We the dope boys of the year. Drinks is on the house. Rare Porsches, rare portraits, rare guns if you dare come near the fortress. This apple sauce is from the apple orchard. This kind of talk is only reserved for the bosses. Which means I get it from the crown. Which means you get it when I'm around. Rich niggas, black bar mitzvahs, mozel tov is a celebration, bitches. Naheim, I wish for you 100 years of success, but it's my time. Cheers, toast to crime. Number one D-boy, shame has a rhyme. The rock boys in the building tonight.
Hey.
Oh, what a feeling I'm feeling like.
Hey.
You don't even gotta bring your paper out. We the dope boys of the year, drinks is on the house.
The
rock boys in the building tonight.
Hey.
Look at how I'm killing this ice.
Hey.
You don't even gotta bring your purses out. We the dope boys of the year, drinks is on the house. In the building tonight. Oh, what a feeling I'm feeling like. You don't even gotta bring your paper out. We the dope boys of the year. Drinks is on the house. The rock boys in the building tonight. Look at how I'm killing this ice. You don't even gotta bring your purses out. We the dope boys of the year. Drinks is on the house. Kobe's home. Lukey, baby.
Well, folks, that's it. When I look at the time, I got to wrap things up. I'm shutting it down for the special Thursday edition of NYP Tim Radio because I messed up on Sunday. But this Sunday coming up, brand new episode, brand new music playlist, live, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. NYP Entertainment. If you missed this episode or the upcoming episode live, you're too busy, you're running around, don't worry about it. You can always download it at your leisure. Subscribe, download, review, comment, share. Let everyone know about NYP Entertainment Radio. Just ask them to bring it. Hey, you ever heard this podcast? You know, NYP Entertainment Radio, music, entertainment, blah, 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 and so forth. Let everybody know. Pass the word. Spread it around. Don't be scared. Don't be scared to start a conversation about this show. Embrace the friendliness of the world when you mention my show's name. It will bring smiles on their faces and joy in their heart. Yeah? Not too much? Okay. All right. Thank you, everyone. Shout out to everyone near and far for the support. Appreciate you sticking with me, sticking with the show in general. And like I said, apologize for last Sunday, but I'm up today. The show is up and running. And, yeah, thank you very much. And I'll see you this Sunday live from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., another edition of NYP and Tim Raider. But before I go, normally I do the outro. The show's over. I'm going to end it with a Jay-Z track. I think one of my personal favorites I'm going to play. Why? Because I like the song and it's my show and I can play it. And so that's what I'm going to do. Love you guys. Thank you for listening and the downloads. Again, keep support, comment, share, review, 5 stars. Of course, I'm very biased. And that's it. Be safe. Love one another. Ignore the hate in the world. We got to stop talking shit about each other's race, sexualities, religion. Stop all that madness. Let's be human beings. Let's make money, have fun, and stop hurting each other verbally and physically and mentally and emotionally. It sounds corny. Sounds like I'm like campaigning, but I'm not. It's just something that needs to be said more often than not. Okay? So there you go. All right, y'all. See you Sunday. NYPA and Timmy Radio show's over, but I'm not playing that. I'm playing Jay-Z. I'll see you next time. Or, yeah. See ya.
Je t'adore, Jay-Z.
Of course I love you. I love all you. I love girls, 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 girls. I do adore.
Yo, put your number on this paper, cause I would love to date ya. Holla at you when I come off talk, yeah. I got this Spanish chica, she don't like me to roam. So she calls me cabrón, plus my ego. Says she likes to cook right, so she likes me home. I'm like, un momento, mommy, slow up your tempo. I got this black chick, she don't know how to act. Always talking out her neck, making a finger snap. She like, listen, jigga, man, I don't care if you rap. You better R-E-S-P-E-C-T me. I got this French chick that loves the French kiss. She thinks she's Bo Derek, wear her hair in a twist. My Shetty Amore, 2A Bell. Mercy, you're fine as fuck, but you giving me hell. I got this Indian squad, the day that I met her. Asked her what tribe she with, red dot or feather. She said all you need to know is I'm not a hoe. And to get with me, you better be cheap, lots of dough. Now that Spanish chick, French chick, Indian and black. That's fried chicken, curry chicken, damn I'm getting fat. A roast and pollo, French fries and crepe. An appetite for destruction, but I scrape the plate. I love
girls,
you'll put your number on this paper, cause I would love to date you. Holla at you when I come on tour.
I love girls, 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 girls all over the floor.
I come scoop you in that coupe, sitting on 2-0s. Fix your hair in the mirror, let's roll.
Come on.
I got this young chick, she's so immature. She like, why you don't buy me Reeboks no more? Like to show out in public, throw tantrums on the floor. Gotta toss a couple dollars just to shut up a holler. Got a project chick that plays a part. And if it goes down, y'all, that's my heart. Baby girl, so feral, she been with me from the start. Hit my drugs from the knob, hit my guns by the park. I got this model chick that don't cook or clean, but she dressed her ass off and her walk is mean. Only thing wrong with mine, she's always on the scene. God damn, she's fine, but she parties all the time. I get frequent fire mileage from my stewardess chick. She look right in that tight blue dress, she thick. She gives me extra pillows and seat back love. So I had to introduce her to the Maha Club. Now that young chick stewardess, project and model. That means I fly rough early, plus I know Chavo. That means I'm new school, pop pills and stay in beat. But I never have a problem with my first class seat. I love yo, put your number on this paper, cause I would love to date ya. Holla at you when I come on.
I love girls, 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 girls all over the floor.
I come scoop you in that coupe, sitting on 2-0s. Fix your hair in the mirror, let's roll. I got this paranoid chick, she's scared to come to the house. A hypochondriac with an owl, she bought whip it out.
You
got a chick from Peru, that sniff Peru. She got a cousin that customs that get shit through. Got this weed head chick, she always catch me doing shit. Crazy girl, wanna leave me
but she always forgets. Got this Chinese chick, had to leave her quick, cause she kept bootlegging my shit, man. I got this African chick with Eddie Murphy on the skull. She like, nigga man, why you treat me like animal? I'm like, excuse me, Miss Foo Foo, but when I met your ass, you was dead, broken, naked, now you want half. I got this hoe that after 12 million sold, mommy's a narcoleptic, always sleeping on hold. Gotta tie the back of her head like Deuce Bigelow. I got so many girls across the globe, I love her. Yo, put your number on this paper, cause I would love to date you. Holla at you when I come off.
I love girls, 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 girls all over the globe.
I come scoop you in that coupe, sitting on two zeros. Fix your hair in the mirror, let's roll.
I love girls, 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 girls I do adore.
Yo, put your number on this paper, cause I would love to date you. Holla at you when I come off talk. I love girls, 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 girls.